Basically, good morning, and a good chodesh. There's a lashon Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, where the Rambam defines what is the obligation of Limud HaTorah. Starts off with the Perek by saying that Kol Yisrael are mechuyev, Mashem Avad Masurim, but other than that, everybody's mechuyev in Limud HaTorah. But this problem, how are you supposed to go about learning Torah? It's not just random, you take any Sefer and you learn. It has to be a Seder. What's the Seder? The Rambam says like this. Chayev Odom, Chayev L'shalish is man l'midosur. Based on the Gemara and Kiddushin. You have to split your day in three. Shlish b'teirish b'ksav. Shlish b'teirish b'alteh. And what's the third shlish? Teirish b'ksav, teirish b'alteh. What more do we have beyond teirish b'alteh? So the Rambam says that on top of teirish b'alteh, there's another thing. And that is shlish yovim v'yaskil achlis dover mirei shisui. To derive and to learn one thing from another thing. That's not Teirish HaBalteh, that's the third. V'yoyti dover midover, v'yedame dover ledover, v'yodin b'midoi sh'atayra nidreshes behen, at sheyeda heyechu ikra midoi, and so on. V'inyin zeh hu anikra Talmud. This is called Talmud. You have Teirish HaBalteh, Teirish HaBalteh, and then there's a third category which is Talmud. Haman goes on to say, Ketzad, if it was a Balumnis, and he's spending 9 hours learning, so three should be spent Teirish HaBalteh, three should be spent Teirish HaBalteh, and the further three, the last three should be in this union, which is called Talmud. However, Bamedvar Mamurin, Betchila Talmud Ishal Adam, but if somebody already acquired sufficient knowledge in Teirish HaBalteh and Teirish HaBalteh, then Iker Limudoi should be in this third category, which is Talmud, which is Yavin Dover, Mikaych Dover, to go beyond. So we have a definition here from the Rambam that really, we would say about that, for example, if somebody would spend his days learning Mishnayot, that's good. That's part of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but it's not enough. It has to be involved in the text of it. And it seems from the Rambam that it's not just about learning a text. It's about learning a text and understanding it so well that you see that which is not explicitly apparent at first glance. That's when you're Makayim, that third shlish. That's the gather, that's the yisoy of what Talmud means. That's the definition of Talmud. So in this respect, we're going to try to learn a little bit of a Tosfos in the Masechta Shabbos. Two lines in Tosfos, and we'll try to understand it as well as we can. So the Mishnah here is the same Mishnah we had the last time, the Mishnah of Ein Gimel, the Mishnah of the Ovis Malachit B'Shabbos. And the Mishnah really is not getting involved in the details of the Malachis. The Mishnah is just counting them for us. It says, Ovis Malachis Aboim Chater Achas, and it goes from Zedeya until Amriti Mirshus L'Rishus, a total of 39 Malachis. Now, within these 39, there are a few Malachis which really are the reverse of a different Malachis. They're the opposite of a different Malachis. For example, Moichik. Moichek is the opposite of Kaisik. Another example is Soisir. Soisir is the opposite of Baina. Baina is the constructive act of putting up a building or even a small little structure, and Soisir is demolishing that which you built. And the same is Kaisik and Moichek. Kaisik means to write something, and Moichek means to erase that which you've written. And then you have others maybe that also fall into that category. One of those others could possibly be Matir. What is Matir? There's a malacha called Kosher. Kosher means making a knot. And Matir means undoing a knot. Untying a knot which is already in place is the malacha of Matir. Now in the Mishnah says, with regard to Kredeya, Kredeya is another one of those malachas. And with regard to Moichek, the Mishnah says that when will you be chayev on kredeya? When will you be chayev on moichek? Only, there's a quote, you'll only be chayev on kredeya if it's al menas lifoy. If you're doing so with the intent of then re-sewing it. Maybe the stitches are loose, maybe the stitches are not in the right, exactly the right place, so you undo them and then you intend to redo them. So then when you're undoing those stitches, that becomes the act of malacha. But what if you're just being kredeya for the sake of being kredeya? You have no intention of re-sewing it or redoing it, that would not constitute a malacha of kredeya. And the same with moichek. If you erase something and you just want it blank, you want to have it blank, you don't want the words there, and you don't want to replace the words.
That's not moichik. Moichik is only chayiv if it's moichik al menas lichtoy. And this appears clearly in the Mishnah. If we take a look, two lines before the lines go wide in the Mishnah. So it says hapei first eight spheres, and then it says hakireya al menas lichtoy state spheres. Kireya, the Mishnah puts in the quote clearly, you only be chayiv if it's al menas lichtoy. And the same is if you look into the first of the wide lines. The end of the line says Hakoyseh Shtei Oisir, and then Hamoichek Al Manas Lichtev Shtei Oisir. If you were to be Moichek Shalei Al Manas Lichtev, it says clearly in the Mishnah that does not constitute Melechas Moichek. So Tosfos has a question with regard to Mati. Mati, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything. Mati, the Gemara just says Mati. Hakoyseh Bahamati. So Tosfos has a topic. Is Mati Chayit even when it's not Al Manas Lichtev? Or maybe Matid is similar to Meichek and to Kireya, that really only chayev for Almanas. Why the Mishnah doesn't mention Almanas? Taisa says he can deal with that. But we're not sure whether or not Matid has to have Almanas. This is the topic of Taisa, the way it appears in Taisa. And we're going to try today to understand what are the Sadeha topic. What are the two sides to the coin here? Why should there be a Svara Leymar that Matid should require this clause of Amanat? And why is there a fact to say that it doesn't require that clause? Clearly, Taisus is not sure. Taisus can see it both ways. Why should it be seen both ways? Why should it not be compared to Meichik and to Kireya? Why should it be compared to Meichik and Kireya? So this is the issue here. So let's take a look in Taisus. Hakoyseh v'hamati says Tosfos Tzorich Iyun is a hero. Tosfos is saying one must think deeply when one approaches Kosher Hamati. This requires Iyun. Iyun means to contemplate in depth. What is the Iyun that's required here? The Iyun is as follows: I michayev v'mati sheloy al menas likshur oyloy. Will one be chayev when he's mati sheloy al menas likshur? Somebody has a knot in his tzitzit, it doesn't belong to him, he never wanted it there, he undoes the knot and he's satisfied now, he doesn't want to redo a knot. Will that be a chiyuv of matir or not? Tzitzit doesn't know, tzitzit is a tzorech chiyuv. Tzitzit doesn't know, tzitzit is a tzorech chiyuv. You have to be mahayim. Now tzitzit says, 1 second, why don't you just look at the Mishnah itself? When it comes to meichek and tzitzit, the Mishnah clearly says it has to be almanah. By matir, the Mishnah says nothing. So you should deduct from that Matid is not similar to Meichik and Kireya. So Tosfos, no, you can't bring the raya from that. Because we find another Malacha that requires an Almanas, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it at all, but we know with certainty that over there needs to be an Almanas. So for whatever reason, maybe we'll discover that reason, but for whatever reason, the Mishnah doesn't always tell us that it has to be Almanas. So therefore, Matid remains ambiguous, we don't know what the din is by Matid. So let's see this continuing in Tosfos. From the fact that the Mishnah does not clearly state that Matir is only Chayiv B'Salmanas, the way it does so by Meichik, ain Medaktik, you can't be Medaktik from that Matir is Chayiv even when it's not Almanas. The Hokhanami Leikotani Seyser Almanas Livnoi. Habayna V'Haseyser that appear in the second of the wide lines. It says Habayna Vaseyser, and there's no continuation. After Seyser comes the next Malacha, Amachabit. Why doesn't it say Habayna Vaseyser Almanas Livnes? And by Seyser we don't have a suffix. By Seyser we know for sure that it has to be Almanas Livnes. Repeated by Memadlikin Liil Amadalu from Itbeis Amrinam Behedya Debeinan Seyser Almanas Livnes. The Gemara in Aplamadalu from Itbeis says clearly that Seyser has to be Almanas Livnes. If you demolish a building because you want to make a highway there, you're not chayv. You only chayiv min ha-toyah for Seyser if you intend to rebuild a building. The Gemara has a topic, what will be the din if you intend to rebuild it somewhere else? What happens if I'm demolishing the building on Oakfield Road and I want to use the brick to build it that I'm a block away, the next street? That's a topic. Maybe these are two acts. There's one act of Seyser, shalei almanas livnes, because there's no almanas livnes in this spot. So this is just a destructive act of Seyser. And then there's a bina somewhere else. So that's an issue. But certainly there has to be almanas. Question: how to define the almanas? But there has to be an almanas. And the Mishnah there is no mention of almanas. Says Tosfos, so don't bring me a raya that by Matir you will be chayiv even without almanas. since the Mishnah doesn't say so, because the very same Mishnah fails to say so by Soiser for whatever reason, and the reality is by Soiser that the Amoraim accepted it as a given that Soiser will only be chayim with an almanah. So this remains a suffix in Soiser. We're not going to continue the rest of Soiser. Soiser wants to be Taylor, that maybe this is Taylor and Amachlekes of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chanan later on, where they in the Vayindalad Amid Beis, where they have this topic where we learn Matir from two opinions in the first. Because the Gemara, there was a kriya that was ripped. The yiriyas may have gotten ripped, the string may have gotten ripped, and they would retie it, untie it, and then retie it. So depending on how you learn the makkah from the Mishkan, Tosis will say that will depend on whether you need almanasana. But Tosis himself is decided. Okay. Let's go on the next thing on the copy over here is the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't have this suffix. The Rosh says clearly that you have to have Amanah. Because that's the way it was in the Mishkan, you have to have Amanah. If you're Matir, if you untie your tzitzis because it got tangled and it's created, there was a Matir, you're not Chayiv, you're not Tzitzis. Matir is only Chayiv if you're Matir with the intent of then retiring. So let's see this is in the Rosh right here. Mashen is tapek di. He is one of the Balei HaTosfos. Imba inan matir almanas likshar iloi. The Roa says the Rosh, the loy mechayev elot dumye dahave b'mishkon, which is matir keshe shel kayomo, almanas likshar keshe shel kayomo, ke'ein payodei chilozim. The Rosh understood that the Gemara's mocker for matir in the Mishkan, which is payodei chilozim, when they sometimes had to adjust the net, so you untie the string here to tie it there, it was always almanas likshar. And let's make sure that's the way the Rosh learns, and therefore the Rosh concludes that it does have to be Amanah. So that which the Rosh takes for granted, Tosfos has a topic. Tosfos has a topic, but the Rosh says it has to be Amanah. On the bottom of the Rosh is the Sefer Shmuel that questions this premise of the Rosh, and he says to the Rosh, "Fine, very nice. You found that in the Mishkan it was Amanah, but who says that it has to be similar to the Mishkan?" Not in all aspects the malachis have to be similar to the Mishkan. And he says rhetorically, he asks on the Rosh, Lidvarecha, that it has to be similar to the Mishkan. Maybe you should only be chayim if you're knotting the fisherman's net, or if you're untying the fisherman's net, because that's the way it was in the Mishkan. Not enough to say that's the way it was in the Mishkan. You have to say a svara why this particular detail must be performed in the very same way it was performed in the Mishkan. Nobody will suggest that you're only chayim a matzid if you're untying the net of a fisherman. Because that's what the Tayyadi Chalodim did in the time of the Mishkan. No. You untie a knot in your talis, you'll be chayiv. If it's a manat, you'll certainly be chayiv. Look, even though in the Mishkan they weren't tying talis and were untying talis. Because we don't require every prat to be similar to the Mishkan. So on what basis are you suggesting that Matir has to be almanat in the same way it was in the Mishkan? It so happens that in the Mishkan it was almanat. Fine. Fine. They needed to untie it so they can retie it. But who says that that's ma'akev in the Malacha? Let's see this in the Sefer Shmuel. Keter shel kayama ke'ein tayadi chilozon says the Sefer Shmuel, first of all, he says that the Rosh, that's his opinion, but the Rambam and the Smag loy chilku elestama kosvo l'chiyuva. They suggest, they say l'chatchil yuchayim, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about almana. V'chein nira me'ein ayim yiloshin ha-mishnah, he brings the right from yiloshin ha-mishnah, where it says, kol keshe shata mechayvi mishim kishuroi, kach ata mechayvi al ha-teiroi. Okay. But the main question comes here, it's the first of the wider lines in the Sefer Shmuel here, but oi, he questions me svara. And this svara is a strong kasha on the Rosh, and really, by extension, it creates a kasha on Tosfos as well. Because Tosfos was happy to entertain the svara of the Rosh, that it has to be almanach. Tosfos is not machriya that way, he's not sure. But there's a mokim lema that way. And the Sefer Shmuel over here, in defense of the Rambam and the Smag, he wants to say that there's no mokim lemar that Matir should require Amanah. There's no such a svara ba'olam. Because Matir is inherently, fundamentally different to Soiser, different to Meichek, different to Kerea. Matir is a different definition. It's not the same. It's not comparable. Why so? Says the Sefer Shmuel, ba'oid, da'afilo hava b'mishkan Amanah likshar mikomokoyim ain't svara leimar shalei Amanah likshar the potur. There's no svara to say that you should be potur. Why? The Bishlama Soiser Kireya Meichek. Those three Soiser Kireya Meichek kula mekalkulin heim. They are by their very definition acts of kilkul, acts of destruction. You're demolishing the building. That's a destructive act. You're erasing something that was written. The assumption is that if something was written, it was written. It's a positive thing. You're destroying something that was written. Kareya means you're tearing the beged that was sewn. These are acts of kilku. So unless you add that clause of almanah, they remain in the category of kilku and kalam akalkalim surim. Once you introduce almanah, I'm not just being meichik, I'm being meichik to rewrite it even nicer. So then the mechika becomes part of the process of rewriting it. It becomes an act of tikkun rather than kilku. So he said, I'm knocking down this building because there's structural problems to it, and I'm going to rebuild it even better and stronger. That's an act of tikkun. I want to enhance the quality of my home, so I have to demolish it and rebuild it. That's not kilku anymore. It's part of the process of binyan. So therefore, over there you need almanah. But with the nas, who is to say that it's better to have a nas than not to have a nas? If a nas is in my way, I'm not considered, am I considered a makalko by taking it out the way? That's not an act of kiyuku. So why should I need almanas by a matir? So therefore he says, mekalkline, umikayach suvara, ukimna malechet anishkon. Gulei mechayev, elokamishu metinu lishon, which is almanas letake. Avo matir, says the Tiferet Shmuel, melocha bifnei atmahi, vitikunu kamei sha'ari melochoi. So me'ize tam natrich li yoyta dafka almanas likshon. On what basis should we decide that it has to be almanas? There needs to be a svara. It's not enough to say that that's the way it was in the Mishkan. And here he concludes, you can't just say, Lefid Havad Mishkan Kahai Gavna. Because we call Mekaneha Deleika Taimu Lemilsa, the Be'inon Mamash Kahasam, we don't apply that it has to be the same. And he says, the Hahasam Dakuk Shilis Hayadich Hilazin Udahava. Over there, you only hide if you're so. The only matir that we find in the Mishkan was the matir of untying fishermen's nets. And everybody agrees, he says, everybody agrees that any kasher will be chayev, even if it's not a fisherman's net. So basically, the almanas is a coincidental technicality that happens to be there in the Mishkan, but it's not fundamental to the malacha. In the same way that the fact that it happens to be fisherman's nets are not fundamental to the malacha. So we need to understand here, really, what was the thinking of the Rosh, and what was the thinking of Tosfos. We understand one side of the thinking of this. We understand why Tosfos will hold that almanah should not be required by matir. Because just like the Tiferet Shmuel just explained very nicely, by matir it's not an act of kilku. But what's the tzad that it should be a requirement in matir that it should be almanah? And why does the Rosh Taki conclude like that? Now, besides, it can be suggested as follows. The Tiferet Shmuel took it for granted that the reason why by Soiser, by Meichik, and by Kireya, the reason why you need Almanah is because it's Mekalkel. And therefore he said by Matir, Matir is not a Mekalkel. But there's an argument to say otherwise. One can argue and say, no, who says every Soiser is a Mekalkel? If you have a beautiful park and somebody puts up some not very nice construction there, and you want to take it out the way so children can play nicely, that's not an act of kilku, it's an act of tikkun. If somebody writes something that's unpleasant and you want to erase it, that's not an act of kilku, that's an act of tikkun. Why the Tiferet Shmuel assume that the reason why you need almanas is because of kilku? But one can argue otherwise. You can say that the reason why you need almanas is not because of kilku at all. It's for a different reason. Because the Torah says by Shabbos that Melechet Machsheves Osra Torah. And Machsheves Miloshen Chashivus. And it could be that for the Bichayev on Shabbos, you have to do something positive. Undoing a negative is not a Melacha of Shabbos Minat Torah. Melacha of Shabbos means making a positive contribution. If there's something bothersome, and you get rid of that bothersome thing, even though that's a tikkun, but in what way are you being metakin? By undoing. Undoing is not a malach of the Shabbos. The chashivus of Shabbos requires that you should make a positive contribution, that you should add something new, and that's the case in all 39 malachis, with the exception of Meichik, Soiser, and Kireya. Mechabe, by the way, is a different story. Mechabe, it is an act of making a coal, making a pechom. It's not just undoing a flame. It's a separate matter. So Meichet, Kireya, and Seiser are examples of where people might be doing very positive things, very constructive things. They might be being metaking. But in what way are they being metaking? They're being metaking by removing an obstacle, by removing something that's in the way. They're undoing something. They're not doing something. So Tosfos says, I have a suffix. Why does the Mishnah stipulate that by Mechat, by Kireya, and by Meichet, you need to have Amanah? Is it because you are a Mekalkel? Then doesn't apply to Matir. Matir is not a kiyuku. Getting rid of a nas is not a kiyuku. But if the reason why over there you need almanas is not because you're being mekalkel, but because you don't have the chashivus of doing something, of adding something, new, you're just undoing something that is present, that, if that's the reason why you need almanas, then who adim by Matir should also need almanas. Matir is no different. You might have a nas in your tzitzit. And the knot is bothersome, and the knot is in your way, and the knot is a kyuku, and by getting rid of that kyuku, you are being metaking. You're certainly being metaking. But in what way are you being metaking? Are you bringing something new to the tzitzis? Are you doing something? Are you accomplishing some chidush? Is there a machshevet? Is there a chashivus that you've now brought to this tzitzis? Or you just got rid of something that was bothersome? Undoing is not a malacha. Let's see this mahalas. Undoing is not a malacha. You need to be doing. If it's almanah, then you're doing something. You're creating space to make a new kesher. This is part of the process of making a new kesher. It's a different ballgame. So this could be the tzadim, the two tzadim in Tosfos. This is what Tosfos is in doubt. What are the reasons for the almanas that we find in the Mishkan and in the Mishnah and the Melechot HaShabbat? Is the reason because you're being a mekalkel? In that case, it doesn't apply to Matthew. Is the reason not because you're a mekalkel, but because you're not adding something new? Then who has been by Matir? Nobody can argue that Matir is adding something new. This is a very nice pshat. There is, however, a problem. There is a problem with this pshat. And that is that there's a Gemara Mufureshet later on, in Daf Kotei, in Peide Ka'ide, where the Gemara talks about a Kredeya that is Chayim, even without an almanah. For example, if Lo Yaleinu, somebody has to be, has to have Kriya. Right, somebody's a novel, and he has to be kareya. So of course, we're not kareya on Shabbos. What happens if somebody was kareya on Shabbos? A kareya on Mesir. Somebody's kareya on Shabbos. The din is that it's chayes, even if it's not almanah. So shaylat yevachal allowed to re-sew it, but certainly he doesn't intend to re-sew it. He just ripped his garment as an act of kareya. So the halacha is that it's chayes. Or the Gemara gives another example, HaKereya B'chamosoy, if somebody rips something in anger. The Gemara says that that's a way of releasing stress. It's that becomes an act of tikkun for this person. It's Kereya, he could have been doing something worse. And now they have a stressful, they give you things another way to release your stress. But in any case, that becomes an act of tikkun and you'll be chayef. But over there, there's no almanah. Over there, there's no almanah. So if we're to say that the reason why you need almanas is just so that you shouldn't be a mekalkel, we have no problem with that Gemara. Because over there he's not a mekalkel, he's being mekayim adin and ilchas kriya. He's doing it on Shabbos, but he's doing a mitzvah of kriya. Or he's being oita nachatuach liyisrael, he's relieving stress. But if the way we just explained the Tzad and Tosfos and this is the way the Rosh learns, that the reason why you need almanas is not so that you shouldn't be a mekalkel, but so that you should be doing something rather than undoing something. At the end of the day, is the person there doing something? L'chayra, he's undoing something. He's ripping a garment. That's not an act of doing something. He's not adding something new. This remains a question on Shita Tosfos. Very briefly, I'll share with you a pshat. This is not my pshat. It's a pshat that the Rebbe in the yeshiva world, to the emperor, that Gemara there, even Aliba the Harosh, and even according to this Mahalach and Tosfos that says that the almanas is not so that you shouldn't be a makalkel, the almanas is only that you should be doing something positive and adding something new. We have to analyze our Rabbeisai, and let's look at the process of kriya. What happens during the process of kriya when somebody is kedeya a beged? Either with kad mitzvah kriya, or bichdei to be teresa nachatruach l'yitrei. What does the person want at that moment? What is the person seeking to do? The person is Leolengu, Kareya, Beged, Kriya. Comes the Chavar Kadisha and they make a Kriya and you have to make a Bracha, Baruch Dayan,
What is he doing at that moment? Does he want to have a torn garment? Is that what he wants? He wants a torn garment? He wants to have a torn garment? Or he wants the act of tearing the garment? I can prove to you that he wants the act of tearing the garment. What would happen if the garment would already be torn? He would have to seek out another garment to tear. He would be upset. Tearing the garment veer is different to any other act of tearing a garment. You don't want to have the garment torn. In that case, you only want something of undoing. The garment was sewn. I don't want that sewing to be there. I want it to be undone. That would be a problem, according to Tosafot. You would need an almanach. Melechus Shabbos needs to be something constructive, something positive, adding a new contribution, not just undoing something that's present. But by kriya, clearly that's not the intention of the kriya. He wants the act of kriya. He wants the act of kriya. That act is important to him. The act in itself is important to him. That's something new. That's adding a new dimension here. It's not just undoing something that's present. It's creating a chidush. The act of kriya is something new. For example, somebody wants to eat something. Not that he wants his food to disappear. He wants the act of eating. Eating is something positive, something constructive. Beforehand you didn't eat, now you've eaten. So kredeya of daf kufhei cannot be compared to kredeya of daf ayin gimel. Over there, the reason why you need almanas according to this, you don't need almanas according to this mahalach and toises and the shita tarosh, is not because you're metaking. The rosh will argue that even in cases where you're metaking, you still need almanas, like matir. Over there, you don't need almanas because over there, you're not undoing something. You're not just undoing something. Proof? If it would have been undone, you wouldn't be satisfied. You want the act of making a kriya. It's that act that Nachasruach liyitzroi. It's that act that's the kium of mitzvah kriya. Therefore, it's not relevant to our situation over here. So the maskana will remain that this is the suffix in Toysus, and I find Gimel. Toysus is mistapik by Soyser, by Meichik, by Kredeya, whether the almanas is so that he shouldn't be a Mekalkil. In that case, it does not apply to Matir, or a new Havana, which is the Havana of the Rosh, that the almanas has nothing to do with Kilku. You might be a big Metaken, but you're a Metaken by undoing something. Very often, undoing things are a tikkun of Chas V'Shalom. There should be graffiti on a shul. Somebody comes and erases that. That's an act of tikkun, not an act of Kilku. It's a tremendous tikkun. But what type of tikkun is it? It's a tikkun of undoing a negative. In Melech HaShabbos, undoing a negative does not constitute the chashivus that's required to be considered a Melech HaShabbos. The chashivus that we learn from Machsheves means that you're adding something new. You're adding a new thing here. If you were to paint it over in white, you'd be chayiv mishum tzedeya, because that's not just undoing the graffiti, that's adding new paint. It's a different thing. But undoing something is not a Melech HaShabbos. Hashukaya.